1 Kings chapter 10. And when the queen of Sheba heard the report of Solomon, what he had done for the name of the Lord, she came to test him with riddles. And she came to Jerusalem with a very large retinue of camels bearing fragrances, and a very large quantity of gold and precious stones. And she came to Solomon, and she told him everything that was on her heart. And Solomon answered all her points raised. Nothing was inexplicable to the king, which he could not tell her. So the queen of Sheba saw all Solomon's wisdom, and the house which he had built, and the food at his table, and the seated assembly of his servants, and the standing assembly of his attendants, and their apparel, and his butlers, and his ascent by which he went up to the house of the Lord. And it took her breath away. And she said to the king, "The report which I heard in my country about your affairs and your wisdom was true, but I did not believe those things until I came and my eyes saw them, and it turns out that half was not told me, and you have exceeded the wisdom and prosperity which I heard of in the report. Blessed are your men, blessed are these servants of yours who stand before you continually, who hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, who has been favourably disposed to you in setting you on the throne of Israel, in the Lord's age-abiding love for Israel, who has appointed you as king to execute justice and righteousness." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and very many fragrances and precious stones, and such fragrance as the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon never arrived again for its abundance. And also Hiram's fleet, which transported gold from Ophir, brought from Ophir a very large quantity of almug wood and precious stones. And the king made from the almug wood auxiliary equipment for the house of the Lord, and for the king's house, and harps and lutes for the singers. Never again did such almug wood arrive, nor has it been seen up to this day. And King Solomon gave the queen of Sheba all her desire which she asked for, in addition to what he gave her according to the means of King Solomon. Then she took her leave and went back to her country with her servants. And the weight of the gold which accrued to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, apart from what he obtained from travelling folk and trade with merchants and all the kings of Arabia and the potentates of the land. And King Solomon made 200 shields of alloyed gold. 600 shekels of gold went in each shield, and he made 300 bucklers of alloyed gold. 3 manes of gold went in each buckler, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. And the king made a large ivory throne, and he overlaid it with pure gold. There were 6 steps up to the throne, and the throne had a round canopy extending from its back, and armrests on each side of the seat, and 2 lions stood beside the armrests. And 12 lions stood there on the 6 steps, 6 on each side. Nothing had been made like it in any of the kingdoms. And all King Solomon's tableware for drinking was of gold, and all the articles of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of seamless gold. Nothing was of silver. It was not regarded in Solomon's days as anything special. But the king had the fleet of Tarshish on the sea with Hiram's fleet. Once every 3 years, the Tarshish fleet came transporting gold and silver, ivory and monkeys and peacocks. And King Solomon became greater than all the kings of the earth in riches and in wisdom. And all the earth would seek an audience with Solomon, so as to hear his wisdom which God had put in his heart. And they each brought their gift, articles of silver and articles of gold, and garments and weaponry, and fragrances, horses and mules, an event which took place year in, year out. And Solomon assembled a chariot fleet and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, and he led them into the chariot cities, whereas some were with the king in Jerusalem. And the king made silver commonplace in Jerusalem, like stones in their abundance, and he made cedars like sycamores, which are in the lowlands in abundance. And the origin of Solomon's horses was that they were from Egypt, and the company of the king's merchants obtained the company of animals at a price. and a chariot went up and departed from Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150, and so they dispatched them through their agency to all the kings of the Hittites and to the kings of Aramea.